All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of that because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
It says Jeff Picks Wildcard.
Jeffy Wildcard today. Oh, all right, man. Jeff, who do you want?
Lucky day for you.
I kind of want to go with Jose on this
one. Oh, man.
You going with Jose? All right. Jose's got the shock collar while he's putting that on. Jeff, please ask Jose the shock collar question of the day.
A statistics website recently looked at millions of social media posts from the new year, and they found the most common New Year's resolutions made by Americans. And some of the ones that made the top five this year include eat healthier, exercise more, and learn a new hobby or skill. So you need to name the other two resolutions that made the top five.
Oh, God, you said the easy ones. Well, I don't know, learn something new. I never say that, so.
I feel like you have to think of things that people can't really accomplish, right? Like eating healthy, exercising, putting your phone down more would be one that would be, you know, it's always
true.
The top of my list every year, like spend less screen time, and then yeah. I never do it.
No, I think a lot of people are starting to do that. That's like a trendy thing because we're so obsessed with our phones. That's a good one. It's got to be a big life change. So what do people want to do? Lose weight? Make more money?
Yeah, that's not a bad
make money
one.
That's always a, big one. A pretty good resolution, or save more money at least.
I think save more money is usually a resolution.
Yeah.
Another resolution would be to travel more often, to up your Instagram game.
There you go. What else do people think?
Get naked in public more?
Yes. Naked in public? No.
I hear that's a big one this year.
I would say less.
Oh.
If you want to stay out of jail.
What about something about your attitude towards life? You know, you want to change your attitude in some way.
Oh.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
A statistics website recently looked at millions of social media posts from the new year, and they found the most common New Year's resolutions made by Americans. Out of the top five, I'm giving you eat healthier, exercise more, and learn a new hobby or skill. You need to name the other two that made the top five.
So I want to already lock in, be better financially. But what's the other one? I like the phone thing.
What about
obvious that we're not saying?
I mean, maybe you're on social media, you're scrolling through your own pictures, and you're like, I need to spend more time with my family and friends. Look how much fun we had together.
Well, that's actually good. I made a resolution to see my family more, and I try to do that. I just don't know if everyone's as cool with their family as I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, people don't want to see their
You hear
family.
The way people talk about them during the holidays. Most
yeah.
people are not that cool with their family.
They actually want a break from them
yeah.
after the holidays. I think I'm going to go with less phone time. I'm agreeing with Brooke.
This year, the top five most common New Year's resolutions posted online by Americans included eating healthier, exercising more, and learning a new hobby or skill. And you had to name the other two that made the top five. They were saving more money
yes!
or spending less.
Okay. Nice.
And the other, to round it out,
come on,
is
yes.
quitting smoking.
Oh,
oh yeah.
There's
people have that.
Smokers in the world.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess vaping this year, maybe.
Yeah.
Nah, you never quit vaping, dude.
It's a lifestyle,
yeah,
bro.
Vape for life. all right, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Auld Lang Syne or Auld Lang Syne or however
oh,
you
gosh.
Say it.
Okay.
So you sing that before you get shocked whenever you're ready.
Okay. Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne. I knew it was coming.
Nice. Today's show was produced by Steve, How to Make a Fidget Spinner Boyd, and Jeff, the Fidget Spinner DeBoe. Have a good one. See you later.